You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and I am honored to be joined with author and senior pastor of Henderson Hills Baptist Church in Edmond, Dr. Dennis Newkirk. Brother Dennis, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you so much. This is a privilege to talk with you.
Well, we're excited about your new book, Afflictions of the Soul, and I was going to jump right in and ask you about that title. Why was that title picked about this work?
Well, I could have picked a better title, perhaps, but what I was trying to get at is that we all go through periods of suffering and adversity and pain in life, and of course, we all know how that impacts us, whether it's physically or emotionally. And I'm sure we all know that when physical illness comes along, not only do we suffer physically, but it touches our emotions and even our walk with the Lord. And when we suffer emotionally with depression or anxiety or grief, something like that, we are also impacted then in our bodies and in our walks with the Lord as well. And so these afflictions of our soul, our innermost being, I think deserves a conversation about how Christians can face pain and suffering and loss in a way that honors Christ and enables us to grow through the experience.
Well, I think it's a great title, and I did something I don't normally do with my books, and that's mark all over it. I was underlining, I was dog-earing pages the whole way through, and the theme is just so central to our faith, this theme of grief and overcoming suffering. You know, if you look at bookstores, there's plenty of books written about grief, but when you get down to it, the Christian perspective, it's slim pickings. Did you feel your purpose in writing the book was kind of to speak to suffering scripturally, and could you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely, that was the motivation. You know, during times of significant suffering in my life and in my family's life, you begin to look for answers. Where do you look for? And even in Christian books, just like you said, you can find a lot of psychology and pop psychology and good advice, but there is not just a lot about a very clear gospel approach to dealing with this in a way that honors Christ, but also shows us the way through our pain.
Amen. And something I loved as well, you wrote about some intensely personal struggles, overcoming illness in your life. Was that intentional?
Yes, very. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 1 that we should comfort others with the comfort that we've received from the Lord, and that's my main purpose in this, is to offer that comfort. I've been a pastor for 39 years, and small churches and large churches, and seen a lot of hurt and pain that people will go through, and then, of course, I was diagnosed with cancer in 1998, and while I'm well today, I can't say that I handled that in a way that that I wanted to. Appropriating the power of the Lord was something that I'm not sure I knew how to do well. And that diagnosis and surgery was followed by a period of depression that was very significant for me. And then my wife was diagnosed with a terminal illness, and she suffered for 3 years enormously with that. And, you know, I had never considered what life might be like to live without her. And that was a whole new realm for. And then on the eve of our treatment at Mayo Clinic, she was miraculously healed of the disease. And, you know, you put all of that together, you want to say, well, what did you learn from that? Anything that could help someone else?
Amen. Well, you were very transparent in the book, and I think that that speaks on a powerful level. So much of what we see in the media is papered over or pretend, and you were just as real as can be. You present these anchor points that I thought was an interesting way to do it, both the visual of an anchor, but then the specifics. Could you talk about that and then maybe give us an example of one?
Oh, sure. My idea in this was that, Paul talks about being tossed to and fro in the sea of despair, and, you know, do that as well, and we need to understand how our lives can be anchored in the truth so that it holds us and so that we're not tossed to and fro. I've listed four different ways in which our lives are anchored in the truth, and, you know, just one of the things is letting God be God without trying to judge his intent. The time I was diagnosed with cancer, I've got to admit, my first question is, why? Why me? Why now? Why God? Why did you do this? And, I needed to remember that God is right, and he's sovereign, and he's loving, and he has an intent in all of this, and I want that intent. I want that accomplished in my life. It will bless me and it'll bless others.
That's a great illustration. So much of your terminology was tethered to the scripture. You were drawing from the epistles, the New Testament, the Psalms, and I just appreciated so much about your work. Where can people get a copy? I came to the church and bought mine there at the bookstore, but are there options as well?
Oh, sure. It's available certainly at the church, but it's also available at Mardell and Lifeway and through Amazon online, Barnes & Noble online, and most Christian distributors now have it.
Excellent. Now, one other question. Are you starting to receive any response from what you've written, either among your members or around the state or people who may have picked up the work?
Yes, it's been humbling and encouraging, one that finds writing just the easiest thing to do. It requires a great deal of discipline. You wonder if you're investing your time well. And I've had letters that have come to the office, telephone calls, emails, as well as just church members dropping by and saying that it's helped bring them to sanity, one lady said, bring them to a point of rethinking their afflictions as opportunities to suffer well for the gospel. And so that's been a real blessing for us. That's made it all worth it.
Amen. C.S. Lewis said, pain is God's megaphone to get our attention. And I think of that when I think of your writings, your work here. One personal testimony for me, this book came along at the perfect time for our family going through a difficulty, and I can see how God will use this to further his kingdom, to get people's attention. There are a lot of suffering people out there in the church, too, and Christ has a hope for us that triumphs, and even amid the darkest days. But we're talking to Dennis Newkirk, author of Afflictions of the Soul. Dennis serves as senior pastor at Henderson Hills Baptist Church in Edmond. I would encourage everyone listening to this broadcast to go online, to Google it, Afflictions of the Soul, obtain a copy. It would be a great gift. The holidays are near. Do you think, Dr. Newkirk, there's some suffering around the holidays that brings that to forward?
Well, we all know that there's a lot of suffering that happens, unfortunately, during this time of the year. And, you know, emotional pain is probably the worst pain that we ever feel and endure in life. And allowing it to not be wasted, not to sorrow, is something that I think does honor the Lord and helps us.
Amen. Well said. Well, thank you again for coming on the broadcast. Again, encourage everyone to come online and search for this book and obtain a copy or two. A gift book would be great. And thank you for writing this, Dr. Newkirk.
My privilege, and thanks for the opportunity to share with you.
God bless.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.